Blog Talk Radio.
His purpose.
LJ Wilson.
And in the house, we have a special, special guest, a mighty woman of God. And I am so grateful that she took her time. Actually, we're honored that she's in our studio today. Would you like to say hi, special guest?
Hello, everyone.
What is your name, special guest?
My name is Kiowa.
Wow, that's a pretty
name.
So we are just so enthused that she is in our studio this evening. How you guys doing today?
Awesome. God is good.
Blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Amen. So we're gonna start off. This is Woman of Strength Blog Talk Radio, and of course we can't start off without prayer. So
amen.
Let us bow our heads. Father God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father God, we lift your name on high, Father. Father God, we thank you for your mercy, for your goodness, and for your grace, Father. Father God, we repent, O God, for sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, O Lord, that you cleanse us, O God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father. Father God, we ask, O, and pray, Father, that you move through us like you've never moved before, Father. Father God, we ask and pray, Lord, that somebody that is listening, O God, somebody that calls in, Father, is touched or impacted, restored and redeemed in the name of Jesus, just by what you are going to do on this Blog Talk Radio on tonight, Father God. Father God, do what you do best, Father. Show up and show off, O Lord. Father God, may they hear you and may they not hear us, Father. May your glory reign and shine all through Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio, Father. We give you all the honor, praise, and glory, Father, and we lift your name on high. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, so y'all know what time it is.
What time it be?
It's time for girl chat.
Woohoo!
What are we talking about though? Like, we missed you guys.
Yes.
We've been off for like it feels like 2 years. But it's only been how long?
One weekend.
I hope your Easter with your Resurrection Sunday. Easter for some. Was wonderful. I know ours was a blessing. We had a really good time just reflecting on the goodness of God over our lives. We, you know, it's always nice to just be able to see those Easter resurrection movies and just have you sitting in front of your TV boo-hooing like, Lord, it's all for me.
Okay.
I know a lot of us watch Passion of Christ and a lot of other movies that were on the Christian Network channel. So we hope that your Resurrection Sunday was a blessed one.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I know you guys have heard about the new EC joint. And if you guys don't know who EC is, that's my homegirl, Erica Campbell. Just my auntie.
I love God.
You love God.
What's wrong with you?
And I know a lot of my little saved and sanctified friends are like, no, I don't love God, but I love God. Personally, I don't have a problem with that song. I feel like I know who Erica Campbell is shouting out. And, you know, she did It's the God in Me. You know, she kept up with, she's trying to keep up with the, I don't want to say keep up with the Joneses because we're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. But I guess she's trying to reach out to
another crowd of people.
Yeah, another crowd of people. And I can't get mad at her. You know, God knows our heart. And if she is really, truly singing that from her heart to magnify God and just to reach out to those people that won't, you know, she can't reach out to with those simple songs that she sings. Well, not simple, but those other traditional songs that she sings. Why not? Why not? So I say, I love God. What's wrong with you? What you think, Masani?
Well, for me,
here we go.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. For me, the song actually grew on me.
Yeah,
I know, right? When I first heard it, I wasn't really sure how I felt about it. But you know, can I go ahead and let the cat out of the bag?
Go ahead.
No, but
let it
you
out,
know,
let it out.
I decided to record my own gospel trap hit on a dare from LJ and Nettie. So it definitely grew on me. You know, one of the things that I absolutely have to applaud her on is inspiring others to worship in a different way, you know, to worship and just let the creative juices flow. I just feel like if you're going to worship our Lord and worship our God, it can be done in as many ways as possible, provided that he's in your focus.
Yeah, that's it.
Provided
that's
that
it.
You're lifting him up.
Yep.
You know, there's all different types of people in this world. And I think if we're to be fishers of men, if we need a trap net, I get it, trap net, yeah.
Boom.
I like being corny. But to catch more souls for the Lord, then so be it. You know,
yeah.
More power to her. I really appreciate her for that.
Yeah.
This is LJ. It's interesting because usually my daughter comes home with songs that are all types of secular. And some of them are catchy, some of them, but you know that most of them aren't about God. So secular.
Mm-hmm.
Secular, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally played the video on YouTube of I Love Lud.
Love.
Oh, my God. He was like, what in the world?
Right.
It did not take my 3-year-old, 5-year-old any time to memorize it. And I love that. As soon as I turned it off, they were still rocking.
Exactly.
That. Instead of just one.
Do the name. Nay,
nay,
okay.
Nay,
no.
Or hear you roar.
Yeah.
Oh,
or all about that bass.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, my
God. Oh, my God. I mean, they're catchy, but come on. Can we get some, can we get crunk with Jesus once
exactly.
in a while?
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's exactly what I was saying when we, because Basani had posted it on Facebook, and she was like, I don't know, Nettie. I was like, I don't care what y'all say. I'm drunk into this song, man. I got my hands up because I know who I'm exalting. You know, just like you said, I would rather my kids singing, I love God, instead of singing some, you know, secular music. So.
But, you know, the thing about it, that there's certain rhythms and beats that evoke certain feelings or attitudes. I mean, that's really the driving force behind the secular music industry is, you know what, I'm going to get a thumping 808 bass line. I'm going to get your heart rate going. I'm going to have you feeling this way and have you feeling that way so that there's a greater propensity for you to purchase a drink or do certain drugs or act a certain
that's
way in
true.
The street. And,
that's true.
You know, the turning point for me came when I was recording. Because, you know, prior to recording, I prayed and I asked the Holy Spirit for guidance. And, you know, I'm playing this trap music beat. And, you know, it really made me feel gully for God. Like, I just.
Gully?
Really,
you just said gully?
I felt gully.
Gully,
like, I felt heart.
Yeah.
Felt heart.
Yeah.
Devin,
like, what you gonna do, man? What?
Man, I got that whole arm of God on me. Girl.
I love it. Keon, what would you have to say about how music influences? I know, have you heard the song? You haven't. Well, I wish we had it so we could play a snippet of it.
I think we do.
No, we'll get it.
Yeah,
we'll
but what do you? What can you say about music and the influence of music?
I haven't necessarily heard that song, but I have heard similar songs. My question is usually, like, if I'm listening to something, it has to move me spiritually. It has to help me to enter into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always, like, weigh whether or not it's moving me physically. Like, is it moving me physically or is it moving me spiritually? Is it moving my flesh, because, you know, just to dance and to be a form of entertainment? Or is it pressing me? Is it ushering me into the presence of God? That's usually what I look for. So I haven't heard, like I said, I haven't heard that one, so I can't really, make a judgment based off of it. But just concerning songs that are similar to when it comes to the beat. But like you said, it's important that the focus is on Jesus.
Yeah.
But even if the focus is on Jesus, I just have to know that it's moving me in the spirit, you know, and not just in the flesh. So.
Amen. That's true. That's true. And people that may not know Christ, like how a seasoned saint would know Christ, if they listen to that song, they might be like, hey, you know, trying to pop it like it's hot or twerk or do the nay-nay and stuff.
Please.
And they don't twerk to that.
Please.
So that's true, you know, and it's funny because Bassani was, she shared a post on Facebook about Montel Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was speaking on, you know, Montel Jordan, for you guys don't know, is this is how we do it. This is how we do it. La, 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 la.
Oh, my God.
So, for those that don't know who he is, Montel Jordan is, I keep wanting to say Montel Williams. Montel Jordan, he used to be a secular artist. Now he is a minister of music.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke on the influence of music has on us. And I know Bassani can tap in that more, and we can get some callers. If you have anything that you would like to say regarding that, speaking on Erica Campbell's new track, we would really love to hear from you. So.
Yes, thank you, Nettie.
You're welcome, dear. You're welcome.
When I watched it, one of the most poignant things that he said, and, you know, to our new Blog Talk Radio listeners, I just want to put it out there. You're going to learn a lot of vocabulary because I love words. Words are power. So poignant, just meaning one of the things that really stood out for me and was one of the main points was that there's three elements of music. You have your lyrics, the words that you're actually saying in the song. You have your melody, what you would typically hum when you're recalling the song in your head, and then you have the rhythm or, you know, the bass line. And so all of those different elements affect our bodies, our minds, and our spirits in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
As I had mentioned before, there are certain rhythms, if you will, you know, especially when you got that 808 bass line, when you got that heavy bass synthesizer-driven bass line, it actually can create certain physiological changes in the body. There are certain rhythms that release, and you know, we'll probably delve more into this on a later show, but there are certain rhythms that release what are called gonadotropins. Gonadotropins.
Bing.
Sex hormones.
Let's be layman terms now.
Hey, now we can give layman terms, but I'm also gonna give you that technical term because it doesn't hurt you to know both. Knowledge is power. So you just, you know, it just really goes to show you, you know, and I agree with what you were saying, Kiowa, with okay, well, the lyrics can be about God, but you know, how does this music make me feel? I definitely agree with that. If you get a chance, I would suggest check out Montel Jordan, his presentation. It's about an hour about the power of music. You can probably find it on YouTube. I definitely learned a lot, and I know that you will too. Nettie?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you so much, Bassani. That was good. I hope you guys are paying attention. Anywho, we want to take some callers. Does anybody have anything to say, have any comments on the Erica Campbell track? We have a caller on by the last four, 7711. Do you want to comment? You're on Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Seven. Are you there?
We don't bite.
We just want to hear what you think.
Okay, well, guess not.
Well, we're going to move right along then in our girl chat, and this, it brings us to the next topic of calling. You know, like I said, Montel Jordan was a secular artist. Now he realized that he was called to be a minister of music and not to be a minister to the enemy or to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So callings is a major, major thing that a lot of people wonder about, a lot of people, you know, talk about. Because I know when I first started my walk, I was like, okay, is it just about loving Jesus? Like, what am I supposed to be doing for him?
Mm-hmm.
So it had me praying and just asking God, like, what is it that you need me to do? What am I put on this earth for? What is my calling? What can you say about that, Kiowa?
As far as
the calling, just
what are,
mm-hmm.
I mean, similar to what you said concerning Montel Jordan, a lot of times we might speak to do certain things because we have a heart to do it. Even before we come to know Christ, we know that we have a burning desire to do something, but it's not until we come to Christ that he gives us the full revelation of it. Mm-hmm. I know when I was younger, I remember I started this club, and I called it the Care Club, and I had like a notebook paper and everything, and I had, I wrote down my friends' names that lived in the neighborhood that I played with, what we were going to do was take care of like the sick animals, the stray animals. That's what I wanted to do. And so I remember I wrote down, okay, so this person is going to be the one who cleans them up. And then this person is going to be the one who holds them in their house. And this person is going to be the one who gets the food for them. And I put Care Club on the top.
Wow,
and
that's beautiful.
That was actually the beginning, because God had already been, had already instilled in me the desire to take care of the lost, to take care of the rejected, you know, to take care of those that were homeless, right? I thought it was animals at the time until I got a little bit older and realized that I'm scared of a lot of animals. But,
mm-hmm.
when I came to Christ, when he filled me with his love and he showed me his grace and his mercy, then he also gave me the desire. He helped me to love others with that same love. And so helped me to realize that the calling that was on my life was to be burdened for those that are lost, for those that are rejected, for those that are turned away, the outcasts of society, to love them to him.
Amen.
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 LJ, welcome on the mic. okay.
Rocking the mic so
good. Okay, so what I believe, it took me a while to actually figure it out because I'm one of those jack of all trades. I don't want to say master of none. I'm going to say master of everything.
You're a queen with many hats.
Queen with many, there you go. With many hats. So not only do I sing, not only do I dance, sew, fashion, every and anything that's in the artistic realm. I'm also good at hearing someone's ideas, their business plans, and telling them how they can take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Or just hearing someone say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know my calling. I'll say, well, what's your hobby? Because usually the things that you really love and you have a passion for is what God has instilled in you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're somebody who likes to play checkers, I would hear them say, okay, well, I love playing checkers. How can I make a business out of that? I said, well, you know what? There are ways of getting grant money to actually get youth off the streets and creating a checkers championship
club,
and then having them come into a rec center and you're teaching them how to do it professionally and blah, blah, blah. And I tell you, it's only the Holy Spirit that's speaking these things through me, because I don't know anything about checkers or chess. Is it checkers and black and red chips? Pretty much, and that's it. I don't even remember how to move them on the board. But all I know is that I don't care what it is. If you have a passion for something, you just need to pray to God more in depth and just, you know, focus on and concentrate and come to him and say, look, I really want to know. What do you want me to do in life? What is my calling?
Yeah.
And, Basani, what is your calling?
Well, thank you very much, LJ. You know, the funny thing about calling that, you know, I first want to address is that you can try to walk away from it or run away from it or ignore it or pretend like you don't know.
Okay.
But sooner or later,
smack you right in the face like it did me.
Amen. Sooner or later, you are going to face it. With respect to my calling, it is something that I actually have been running away from until pretty recently. I have always had an interest and a God-given gift when it comes to caring for others and helping others, especially when it comes to healing. You know, I remember as a child, just seeing my dad, like, having a cut and wanting to, you know, put some Neosporin and some peroxide on it and a Band-Aid. And, you know, it's interesting because a couple of months ago, he had kind of like a mystery illness, and we discussed it, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not trained as a doctor. I was getting to the yet. Oh, okay. I told you I'm not running no more. I'm not a physician yet. But after we discussed it, I told him, I said, you know, Dad, I really think you should go to the hospital, because from my assessment, it was a particular diagnosis. And, you know, according to HIPAA and privacy, I'm not going to put his business out there. But when he went to the hospital, it was exactly what I said it was. And if he hadn't have gone, it could have gotten way more serious, potentially fatal. When you have a calling and when God gives you a gift with something, it is so extraordinarily easy for you to do, not just with respect to your ability, but it doesn't really even feel like that much effort. It's almost
it's effortless.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, the Lord will just boost you to the point where you're just coasting through, but you're getting filled up and you're just getting so fulfilled. You know, you can work a 16-hour day and at the end of it just feel so fulfilled in your spirit and your soul that you're not even really that tired. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, if you don't know what your calling is, pray. You know, ask the Lord what your calling is, and then make steps toward making that happen. Nettie?
Amen. Yes. Somebody once told me that if you see something that you are itching to correct, then that's something that you need to be a part of. That's something that you are called to do. You know, for example, I love to sing, and I know in my old church, and you know, our choir wasn't up to par. But, you know, and I would sit in the congregation like, oh, my God, like, why are they singing like that? And, oh, my God, it's going to be done so much better. You know, I know I'm not a great singer, but I know that I am a worshiper. And that I like to say that's one of my callings, just being a worshiper. I just love to bask in his presence, you know, amongst other things like caring and loving for other women and younger girls and young women. You know, so just like Bassani said, if you don't know what your calling is, speak to the Lord. He'll speak to you. You know, a lot of times we like to reach out to other men and women of God, but God is ready, and he wants you to reach out to him. He wants you to speak to him because he's ready to talk to you. He's there with open arms like, okay, this is what it is. And all we have to do is to be ready to listen and to receive what he has for us. But just like we've been saying, if it's something that you are itching to do, something that you're so passionate about, then most likely more than 100 times out of 100, that is your calling. That is your calling. Kiowa.
I just want to say something really quick. And sometimes after we come to the Lord as believers, sometimes we can get too caught up in trying to figure out, God, what is your will for me? You know, what am I supposed to do? What is my calling? If we just really just take the time to spend time with God and in intimacy with him and learning to get to know him, he will show us ourselves, and he will show us we're here for.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's, and we're about to go to break, but that's exactly what Women of Strength is here for. We're here to bring us, you know, because all of us, even the core team, we're all still trying to get close to Christ as much as possible. So, and that's what Women of Strength is here for. You know, we're here to build that intimacy because that's all he wants. He wants to be our daddy. He wants to be our lover. He wants to be our all in all. You know, and as soon as we just submit ourselves and surrender our ways to him, then, you know, I'm not saying everything is going to be peaches and cream, but I know for sure that your life will never be the same again. It will be a life worth living, and there will be no turning back. Because at the end of the day, This is just our transition. Earth is our transition. We are not here forever, and I don't know about y'all, but I know where I'm trying to be. When them trumpets sound, I'm out.
Okay.
So we just have to look at the final, the result, and where is it that you want to be? You here to please Earth or please men, or are you here
say
to
that.
Please God?
Say that one more time.
Are you here to please men, or are you here to please God? Because at the end of the day, when the trumpets sound, those men are not going to, they're going to be right with you, stuck here, you know, while all of us go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, just really pray and seek God. If you do not know God for yourself or you would like to gain a deeper relationship with him, you can definitely reach out to us at wostrength@gmail.com, wostrength@gmail.com, and we are so ready to pray with you, to love on you with the love of the Lord. And, so if there's nothing else, we are going to go to a quick break. Wait, hold on. The body's giving me a funny face. What happened? We're transparent. So, yeah, what's going on?
The song disappeared.
Well.
You want to play another one?
We are. Kyo wants to sing for you guys.
No.
Oh.
I said we.
Oh, you said we.
I said we.
Okay, so we're going to go to a quick break. This is Woman of Strength Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be back real soon. Don't go anywhere. So, I guess we're...
I was about to say, and that quick break will begin. And one more minute.
Okay, we got it. All right.
Oh,
Welcome back. Thank you so much for rocking with us on this evening. We appreciate all of our callers, all of our listeners, all our supporters, all our haters. We love all of you guys. We just love you. So we are back with Kiowa, Minister Kiowa. So, Minister Kiowa, what are some of the many hats you wear?
I am a mother of three children.
Amen.
Nyla, Maceo, and Malik, and they are 17, 14, and 12. I also work at a shelter, Montgomery Avenue Women's Center. I work as a client service coordinator, client coordinator services, whatever. And like I mentioned earlier, my calling is to be an advocate for the homeless and to love them as Christ loves them. Another hat that I wear is I'm a worshiper. Mm-hmm. And God has called me to be an intercessor as well.
Amen. Amen.
There are times that He will impress things, burden things on my heart concerning the church, the body as a whole. He would have me interceding for people.
I heard you're a poet. Are you a poet?
Oh, okay. I don't know if I like to call myself a poet, but I do. I know that before I came to the Lord, I used to write poetry, love poems, because I was always in love, I thought. Anyway, so I would write love poems. And now that I know Christ, I say that it was to an unnamed recipient, because it was actually for God, and I didn't know that until I came to into relationship with Him. And so there are times that He will, sometimes I'll write the things that are on my heart, and then He answers as I'm writing those things. And then at the end of it, I realize that it rhymes. So whether or not I call myself a poet, I don't know. It's available for God's use.
Do you want to share anything with us today? Not to put you on the spot, but, sorry. Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me? Sorry.
Yes.
I apologize. Okay, so let's get into some other questions real quick. What was the turning point in your life that led you to accept Jesus Christ?
Well, as a teenager, I was extremely promiscuous because I was searching for love. And I thought that I could get that from people. And so I was in a lot of different relationships and involved with different guys and stuff like that, trying to just get that aching and that yearning satisfied within my heart. Mm-hmm. But then as time went on, the more that I tried to grasp it, the more emptier I became, because I didn't realize that the people that I was reaching for love from were just as broken as I was. And so they weren't able to give me what it was that I was looking for. Also, they weren't able to give me what I was looking for, because what I was actually looking for was the lover of my soul. And then I was seeking Him, and He was drawing me to Him, and I didn't realize it. And I started going to church with my mother, who got saved recently. I mean, actually, before that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started going to church with her, and God was just began to speak to my heart. And it's a long story.
Amen.
I'm not going to go into it, but to make a long story short, I found love, the love that I was searching for. And he found me, and he called me to himself. And when he filled me up, it satisfied the yearning in my soul. When I felt him that day, and when he spoke to me that day, it changed my life forever. And from then on, nobody can tell me that he wasn't real, because he revealed himself to me, and he satisfied the longing that was in my heart.
Amen. 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 I know there's a lot of you're a mother of three, right?
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. And I believe in the past you were married. And I know with everyone trying to get closer to God and understand their calling, helping the world, you come across a lot of road bumps, whether it's because you're trying to raise your children, or you're trying to please your husband, and then you're trying to hear what God is calling you to do, and you're trying to juggle all three. So any road bumps with the marriage, children?
That is a very... interesting question. Yeah, actually, I was married young. I got married at 19, and that's also when I had my daughter. Neither one of us were saved. And then I guess maybe a year or two into that, that's when I gave my life to Christ. And he gave me a mandate, and that was for me to stand in the gap for my husband and pray for him. Because he showed me that he would deliver him and that he would set him free. And so I began to do that. But as Basani mentioned earlier, when God gives you a call, when God calls you to do something and you try and run away from that, because that's what took place. We went through so much in our marriage, so much heartache on both ends, that I began to focus on myself. Much like Jonah, actually, that's exactly what it was like. Mm. It was like Jonah. I ended up in the belly of the whale because of it. Because Jonah, God told Jonah to go, because he wanted the Ninevites to know of his mercy. Right. He wanted to give them the opportunity to turn. Jonah didn't want to go because they were their enemies. They were the people there abused their people. They were just their enemies. And mm-hmm. so Jonah didn't want to go. Yeah. And Jonah tried to go his own way. And that's exactly what took place with me in my marriage. I became hard-hearted because there were many offenses, like I said, on both ends. And I just started to focus on myself. I ran away from it. And I tried to find another person. I thought that if I there was some ideal mate out there for me that would have been better, instead of me staying and doing what God wanted me to do. And it was hard and it was difficult for my flesh, and it hurt me. It was very hurtful. But what God is so awesome, because he taught me the lesson through my other calling, which is to stand in the gap and to intercede for those who are homeless and those who are rejected. Because every day on my job, I experience, people who we experience people who reject us, and people who talk against us, and people who yell at us, and people mm-hmm. who abuse us. But I can't run from them.
Yeah.
And so God is teaching me this lesson, and it's also a lesson for those who may be in marriages mm-hmm. that where you might be interceding. You might have been praying for your husband, or you might be praying for your lost child, and you can't see how anything is going to change. But your focus has to be on God. Your focus cannot be on
Amen.
That person. Because if your focus is on that person, then you're going to get weak, and you're going to get weary, and you're going to give up.
So
but
true.
If your focus is on God, then he will give you the strength to continue to intercede, to continue to love that person, to continue to stand in the gap, because in our own strength, we can do nothing.
Yeah.
So our focus has to be on the Lord.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Jesus. Nettie?
Wow. That's deep. I mean, so what could you tell other women out there that are married and maybe going through hell in their marriage, and they're mm-hmm. just ready to give up? Whether it be a year, whether it be 5 years, 10 years, whatever.
And they feel like they've invested so much in their marriage, and they feel like, I mean, what's the point? What's the point? And what if that person, that woman feels we're not supposed to be together?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are a lot of people out there that have divorced because of, you know, one reason or the other. What would you say to that woman that is just ready to say, I don't want to do it anymore, I can't fight it anymore, I've tried, I've prayed, and I give up? I mean, I know you said that we need to focus on God, and once we focus on God, that's where our strength will come from.
Mm-hmm.
But what if that's what they've done for so many years?
I just want to say, if that's what you've done for so many years, then that's what you need to continue to do until you gain victory. Unless God has spoken to you, because many times we get in our flesh and we become weary, and then we say, well, I'm just giving up. Many mm-hmm. times there have been other people that I have counseled, and they say, and I said, what did God tell you? And they say, well, I just can't do this anymore. Well, what did God tell you? Because that's the focus. That's who you need to hear from, not from your weariness and not from your hurt. You can't speak out. You can't make a decision based off of how you feel, because we are believers. If either we're going to walk in the spirit or we're not. And this is what I want to say. It's something that God gave me the other day that I wrote in my journal. And it says, it's time to fight. Fight for our families. Fight for our husbands. Fight for what is ours. Contend for our destinies. Everything stolen from us. Everything that we have handed over or given away to the enemy. When we became weary and surrendered, God has given us victory. Take back what is yours in Jesus' name. All authority has been given to him for his glory, for his fame. We don't have to settle. We don't have to take it. Arise, women of God. Arise, men of valor. We are called to be helpmeet, helpers made suitable for them. We help them win by standing in the gap, declaring what thus says the Lord. Salvation and deliverance for our household. That's what God promised us. He promised that our entire household would be. Contend for victory. God has endued us with power on high. Sometimes we give up because our focus, like I said, our focus is on ourselves. There's no way that we can win a spiritual battle in ourselves.
Mm.
And that's exactly what it is. We get focused on the person, and the devil's happy. Because as long as we're focused on the person, there's no way we're going to have victory. And
mm.
if we have to remember that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
We wrestle against principalities and rulers of darkness and wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that those are the things that we're fighting against.
Mm.
And if we talk all the time about, you know, we brag about being Christians and we brag about being believers, and we brag about knowing our God. Well, if we know our God, then we have to remember that there is nothing that's too hard for God. There is nothing that God cannot do. And if we allow him to do what he wants to do, if we allow him to have his way, then we have to remember that we have to fight in the spirit.
Amen.
Because we cannot win in the flesh.
What does Matthew 6:33 say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Wow. Well,
jeez.
I mean, it still brings me back to the question, though. Like, I guess you pretty much answered it. I'm just stuck on my words, like, It gets hard. You know, I have a couple of friends, more than a couple of friends that, you know, are going through things in their marriage. And I'm a person that I feel people's pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm quick to be like, girl,
mm-hmm.
I would not take that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And I know that I know that I know. And I know that they know that they know that that's not the will of God. But at the same thing, it gets you thinking like, okay, well, are we purposed to be married together
mm-hmm.
to each other? You know, and it just has you thinking about that and questioning. So
I think that we don't want to endure. And
mm.
as believers, we have to remember that we're called to be persecuted. We're called to be. Look at Jesus on his way to the cross.
Yeah.
You know, on his way to the cross, He had to lay down his will for God's will.
Yes.
He had to endure being beaten. He had to endure the accusations.
Right.
He had to endure all the pain in order for God to be glorified.
That's
key right there.
Amen.
It our marriages, see, that's where we get confused. That's where we mess up, where we think that our marriages is for ourselves.
Mm.
Our marriages is for the glory of God.
Amen.
If we are married, it's for God's glory. It's not for us. It's not for, and if we love them in that way, if we love a person only for what we can get back or only for what they're doing for us, then we're loving as the world loves. We're not loving inspired by the Spirit of God, because God, the way that God loves us is unconditional. He expects us to love the same. But if our focus is on ourselves, there is no way that our family can see the glory of God.
Mm.
Because we're gonna give up, because we're human. The person that we're married to is human. We're human. It's not just marital friendships. It's also other friendship. It's also other family members.
Amen.
You know, that God may be calling us to intercede for, or they need to see Christ in us. How can they see Christ in us if we're not willing to lay ourselves down for Him, for them? The Word says that greater love has no man than one who lays down his life for his friends. God
Amen.
Expects us to lay down our lives. Our society focused on comfort.
That's right.
There you go.
When it comes to our families, when it comes to our marriages, when it comes to our calling, the destiny that God has for us, we have got to lay down our lives. It's not going to be comfortable.
Amen.
Say it again.
It's not going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
We have to bear our cross. Because when we do, matter of fact, I'm going to share a story and then I'm going to be done. When a couple years back, I was working with this girl, and it seems small, but I gotta tell you how big our God is.
Amen.
Amen.
And I bought this bed from her. She was selling a bed, and so I bought it from her. And anyway, there were some spiritual things going on with her. I gave her the money already. She came and she helped. She set up the room, and she gave me some extra stuff that went with the bed and everything. And then she started, I would see her at work, and she was like, you know, you use me. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What?
She was like, I did all this stuff for you. And, you
wow.
know, you, she was like, and I was like, I didn't ask you to do that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just gave you the money because I was purchasing a bed for you. But, I mean, from you. But anyway. She it seemed so small, but over the next couple of days, she started to harass me. Like, she was calling my house and cursing me out.
What?
She was leaving notes on my desk. And
what?
She actually started hanging around with the friends that I had at work. I'm serious.
Jesus.
And it blew up, but I could sense that it was spiritual.
Shoot
of course,
it.
Most of the time it is spiritual. And there were friends that I had that was saying, you know, I wouldn't take that from her. Don't, you know, she calling your house and she cursing you out and you just letting her. But I was seeking to hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying concerning the situation. I didn't say anything to her. She kept calling. She kept leaving notes on my desk. She'd walk by my desk and murmur stuff and say things to me. And God told me, vengeance is mine.
Jesus.
So I said nothing. I did nothing. Over the course of a couple of days, she stopped showing up from work. We didn't see her anymore. I just kept praying and kept concerning the situation. She stopped calling my house as well. Well, then I think a month passed, and she showed up. She came in one day. My desk was actually right by the elevator. She got off, and she was limping. She was on crutches. She was going to the boss's office. She came out. She was crying. And God told me, go and minister to her. And I said,
Okay. And this is Kiowa Flesh talking.
I said, no, I'm not going. And he was like, catch her before she goes down on the elevator. So I did. I ran in the elevator finally after I sweated. And I'm trying to condense. I'm trying to make it, you know, I'm trying to hurry up, but I was sitting there sweating. I didn't want to do it. But anyway, so I finally ran and I got in the elevator with her. And I asked her what was wrong. She told me her house had gotten broken into, all her stuff was stolen, something happened, she broke her foot, she came back and they fired her. She just had gone through so much stuff. Now, I could have said, well, sucks for you.
I don't like ugly.
No, but the Holy Spirit wanted an opportunity to show her grace. And he wanted opportunity to show her mercy. So yes. I led her to Christ in the elevator. And she just started weeping. And God really dealt with her heart.
Amen.
And was drawing her to him. And so all that to say that many times we don't want to endure affliction. But we are Christians. We are followers of Christ. Christ bore affliction for us. We also ought to bear affliction for our brethren and for our families, contending for them in order that they might be shown mercy and come to him.
Amen.
Glory! Sounds good.
Amen. Amen. Wow, that was powerful.
I don't know about y'all, but I definitely felt that. And I just want to, you know, on behalf of me, my sisters and I, we just want to say thank you so much for coming and joining us on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate everything that the Lord has poured into you, support into the callers, into us, the listeners. We appreciate you. May God bless you. May he replenish everything that he has poured into you. May he continue to bless you and grant you favor. May he continue to grant you the desires of your heart in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 That was Kiola, guys. And, yeah, that was beautiful. That was wonderful. All her information will definitely be on the Woman of Strength Blog Talk Facebook. So without further ado, we finally got something uploaded that we were waiting for. For those that have not heard the Erica Campbell song, we're going to play a snippet of it and maybe like 10 seconds of it so that you can hear what we were talking about at the beginning. Listen.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living out on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day.
All right. That was Miss EC, my auntie. That was I Love God. So you can definitely listen to that on YouTube. So we were talking about, in the midst of talking about I Love God, one of our sisters, Bafani, she wrote a song of her own. And
I love your parody. Parody.
What brought this?
Really?
Okay, you don't know. They dared me, you guys.
Yeah.
They said, you know what, why don't you write a gospel trap song? And I said, you know what, I think I will. If I can have the Holy Spirit ghostwrite for me, then sure, why not? And this song is brought to you by the word of the week, colloquial. That's C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-I-A-L. Colloquial is an adjective meaning used in ordinary or familiar conversation, not formal or literary. So when I say that someone is a gangster, it doesn't mean that they commit crimes and they're a thug. It could just mean that they're bold. And they're bold and they don't necessarily act thinking about how other people are going to feel about their actions. So I hope you enjoy. I had a lot of fun writing it. And we'll hear what you think.
You heard it first. Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. Let's go.
You want to know if I love God?
Are you for real?
Yeah, of course I love God.
What's up?
Man, I love Jesus so much, I would die for him.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I would live for him.
Yeah.
Every decision I make and every action I take is
everything
with him in mind.
Everything.
He died for us. How gangster is that? Listen. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. He died for us so you and I could be free. You won't find me up in the
rap. No popping molly, I don't cook crack, but I'm a soldier, and that's real rap. I'm in the army of Zion,
okay.
I stay locked and loaded, no lying. Many invited, but few were chosen for no more nights alone crying. Jesus Christ is my savior, he shot therapied my behavior. And his presence is so sweet, I wanna save her, I wanna save her. He died for us, he paid the price, he gave his life, what a sacrifice. They crucified him on Calvary, and now he died once, but we live twice. Cause Jesus is the biggest T, Jesus is the biggest T. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest T, Jesus is the biggest T. He died for our sins so you and I could be free. Every knee shall bow and every tongue better confess.
Oh, yeah.
That Jesus Christ is Lord, no other God is passing us test. He turned water into wine, raised up Lazarus, he's fine. Giving sight back to the blind, loosen the chains of yoke that bind. And all the demons he casted out, they all knew what he was all about. They had to leave, that was the only route, for the King of Kings got so much clout. Son of God, Son of Man, yeah, he's both, you don't understand. He's a living word, he's a perfect man, the hypostatic union that Yahweh planned. The biggest G, Jesus is the biggest G, and I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest G, Jesus is the biggest G, he died for our sins so you and I could be free. Got my armor on so don't try it, only obtained through grace, you can't buy it. Got that Kevlar made of righteousness and salvation helmet for the riot. Big shield of faith for the uncouth, pants on sag by the truth. I'm taking orders from the general Jehovah. By you, what he commands, I'll obey. The best things in life, done his way. Stay on the path, please don't stray. You can be with him in heaven, at the end of it, every day. Every day, at the end of it, you can be with him, every day, every day. Jesus is the biggest G, and I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest G, he died for us so you and I can be free. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest G, Jesus is the biggest G. He died for our sins so you and I could be free.
Amen.
Jesus! Oh my God.
Oh my
Basani, God. Now let me tell y'all that we did not hear. This is the first time we have hearing. I hope that you, I need comments. I need you guys to post under Women of Strength and tell us how you like that. Basani?
What?
You guys like it?
You're right. Erica Campbell song.
Yes. Hallelujah. When I tell you, y'all, I got down and I prayed and I said, Holy Spirit, use me. Be my ghostwriter. And we just have fun. We just
Matt Kiowa said that it had meat in it.
That's what I was about to
it
say.
It had meat. It had
Jesus.
Scripture. It had Jesus. I really need to hear you guys. I love that song. I love that song.
What?
Jesus is the biggest G. Jesus is the biggest G. Me. Yeah. Okay, y'all. Oh my God! I'm
look,
so mad that we played this song at the last minute, but it's okay.
Oh,
it's okay.
Praise the Lord.
Basani, we just want to thank you so much for that song. Is dope.
Mm-hmm. Are you like for real?
No, you need to be slapped because it is great.
Off the chain.
Did you guys like that? Basani wrote that. Okay, they're counting us down. So tomorrow we have Power Up Call, and we're having Prophetess Latasha Watson presenting to us. In the name of Jesus. Stay updated on the Women of Strength website, www.womenofstrengthdmv.org. Also, you'll see all our social media outlets there. We thank you guys so much for tuning in to Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio.
And I decree and declare that all of you are children of God. I decree and declare that this week coming up, your work week will be covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against you guys shall prosper. I decree and declare that there will be angels dispatched on your behalf to come and cover your household, cover your cars, cover your workplace.
Amen.
I pray. I decree and declare and prophesy promotions in your life. I love you guys. We love you with the love
we
of God.
We love you.
Love you. I'll catch you next Sunday on Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned for our after show. Bye.
You want to know if I love God? Yeah, of course I love God. Man, I love Jesus so much, I would die for him. But more importantly, I would live for him. Every decision I make and every action I take is with him in mind. He died for us. How gangster is that? Listen. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. He died for us so you and I could be free. You won't find me up in the trap with the guns busting they clap. No popping molly, I don't cook crack, but I'm a soldier and that's real rap. I'm in the army of Zion. I stay locked and loaded, no lying. Many invited, but few were chosen for no more nights alone crying. Jesus Christ is my savior. He shocked and repeated my behavior. And his presence is so sweet. I want to save her. I want to save her. He died for us. He paid the price. He gave his life. What a sacrifice. They crucified him on Calvary. And now he died once, but we live twice. Because Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. He died for our sins so you and I could be free. Every knee shall bow and every tongue better confess.
Oh, yeah.
That Jesus Christ is Lord, no other God is passing a test. He turned water into wine, raised up Lazarus, he's fine. Give the sight back to the blind, loosen the chains of yoke that bind. And all the demons he cast it out. They all knew what he was all about. They had to leave, that was the only route. But the King of Kings got so much clout. Son of God, Son of Man. Yeah, he's both, you don't understand. He's a living word, he's a perfect man. A hypostatic union that Yahweh planned.
The biggest chief, Jesus is the biggest chief, and I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest chief, Jesus is the biggest chief. He died for our sins so you and I could be free.
Got my armor on, so don't try it. Only obtained through grace, you can't buy it. Got that Kevlar made of righteousness and salvation helmet for the riot. Big shield of faith for the uncouth. Pants on sag by the truth. I'm taking orders from the general Jehovah. Said by you, what he commands, I'll obey. The best things in life, done his way. Stay on the path. Please don't shrink. You can be with him in heaven at the end of it. Every day, at every day, at the end of it, you can be with him. Every day, every day.
Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. He died for our sins so you and I can be free. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. And I got him on my side so you can't see me. Jesus is the biggest thief. Jesus is the biggest thief. He died for our sins so you and I could be free.
You can clearly hear, like.
Did you say amen?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's go eat some salad.
Oh, I got some questions.
your hand on.
I didn't even see the after show.
designer for my house, for my home, that I'm going to get.
You know, my brother's a rapper, right?
Oh, really?
So I definitely want a big show in the concert.
I'm looking at you.
You should play it in the background and just have it, like, real soft.
I'm when you're ready.
We are ready.
You want to know if I love God? Yeah, of course I love God.
Are you proud?
So much. I'm
he plays this way, with the light in the back.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Jesus is the biggest
I can't that's much better.
This is like
posh. It's very posh.
Yeah. No disruption.
No, and no disrespect to any of the other studio areas, but it's just like,
yeah.
We got the line of Zetas and Thomas.
You feel like I can just do the Mr. Brightwood.
Oh, my eyeballs.
Hey, your eyeballs are, you are making them from scratch in there.
That is too good. Or maybe if the spirit leads her to you know, put it out for free, then we'll do that too.
Definitely at the conference.
But it's dope. It's dope. So thank you so much for tuning in to Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you guys tune in next Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And all them other times, Google it. All
right.
Okay. So, and tomorrow, we have our Women of Strength Power Up call. So we hope that you can call in. We always have a good time. We always have a good time on the Power Up call. We keep it real. We have fun. And the Word of God is being presented.
Your daily bread.
Yes.
It's your daily bread.
Amen. Amen. So, oh, the brunch. Women of Strength. Prayer brunch is May 16th, 2015.
Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Yes.
A Good Hope Union.
United Methodist Church.
In Silver Spring, Maryland.
20905.
Five.
See, we need to get it. And this is the second annual prayer brunch. So you might, Minister Boone is going to be giving us the word.
Me, Dada.
You guys know her for singing. But she got some fire, Jesus. So be there.
Make sure you make it.
Yeah.
Register on Eventbrite.
Yes. So shout out to Boomy. Shout out, sis.
Hey, Boo.
Okay, y'all. So we will see you
next Sunday. Can't wait.
On Women of Strength.
Blog Talk Radio.
May the grace of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ be with you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. See you guys later.
MJ out. Peace.
We are foolish.
We are three fools
like
together.
Three
fools for the Lord.
Leslie is not here homeschooling.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. What can the matter be?
Oh, my.
I love that show.
What's up? What show?
More eggs.
Yeah. We have them right here.
Oh, no, but her name's Paul anyway. Can you give us
the
name of
Paul? It's two.
Nettie and I had ours, so y'all, please.
I just made four, so. I didn't know, sorry.
It's okay.
Ordinarily, I do some apartment. How did you like our show? I had to tap it, so. Awesome. You said, like, on the double
day. Hello?
Thank you. So what do you think? Thank you.